was like, it's
so okay. Back to Chulon. Back to Chulon. So where we, I realized that we stopped in the middle of the Sagya. But did you listen to that, by the way?
No.
Okay. What? Okay. Whatever. It's fine. No one remembers anyways. Myself included. I listened to it, by the way. I listened to the second one. You know, it's a little trick. Second one, I review the beginning and the end of the first one, and those. Yeah.
We're not wasting time.
Yeah. Okay. So. Okay. So what's the deal here? So we're dealing with Manas Kona. So what is it? So there's three parts of the animal which go to the Kohen. Of every animal, chulin, which is shechted, right, goes to the Kohen. Okay. And it's like the first one halacha it says is that the dinim hatabach. Okay, we did this last time, which means is that the shochet, the Kohen could go to the shochet and say, hey, give me the matanas. Even though it's not owned by the shochet, shochet's just like a shliach or whatever. But the Kohen could collect from the shochet. Okay, dinim hatabach. Okay? So why? Why could he do that? But it's not his money to give, it's not his thing to give. Why could he go to the shochet? So he said, because the nature of the matanos isn't like a technical maisa mitzvah of nesina, but it's a din mamon. It's a mitzvah of mamonis, which means the Kohen is chus mamon in the behema. Okay? Kohanim have a chus mamon in a certain monetary claim, monetary right, in all animals which come about, and animals of Jews, and the Israel's animals. So now, when does the in the basar, basically, not in the living animal, but in a shechted animal, in basar, certain parts of the animal, certain meat of the animal. Now, when does that chus mamon emerge? When does the monetary right emerge? As soon as the meat emerges, which is a shechita. So the shochet is the one who brings the meat into existence, and therefore brings the chus mamon into existence. The chus mamon is in the meat. The moment the meat emerges, the Kohen has a claim on it. And therefore, he could go to the Kohen and could claim it. In other words, the Kohen can't say, let me give it to him because it's his. It's not his. The Kohen has chosenah. So since the Kohen has rights in that thing, so the tabach, the butcher, has no right to say, I want to give it to him, let him deal with it. Because it's not his. It's not his. The Kohen gets the second it comes to existence, the Kohen has this moment in it. And therefore, the tabach has no right to withhold it. It's from the Kohen. He has no right to say that guy has a prior right, let him deal with it. Because he doesn't. The Kohen has the right. Because the Zchus Mamon to the Kohen comes about once the thing exists. So that's the thing. Adin and Matabach. The Tabach could go, the Kohen could go right to the Tabach and collect. If, I guess, the Kohen doesn't, then the Tabach will give it to the back to the guy, and the guy will give it to. It doesn't seem like Tabach has a right to choose who to give it to, just on his own, just to go out, pick his favorite Kohen. Seems to be if the Kohen comes and claims it, then the Tabach can't hold it back. But otherwise, it seems like the Baal will give it back to the Baal, and the Baal will have the Torah on it. He'll choose which Kohen he gives it to. Okay, so far so good? Any problems? Okay, so that's the first thing we should know. But it's important that the nature of the mitzvah is not just a mais and a sina. If it's a mais and a sina, then the mitzvah of the sina should be on the owner. And what's the code of Tabach doing the Maisa Nesina for the owner? So the owner is Chiyav, and he should be the one who does it. But it really, the nature of this mitzvah is it creates chus mamon. And that supports something we said a long time ago, is that if it's a suffix of matanos, if you're a suffix, whether you're chayv matanos or not, so then we say, Hamotze Mechayel Araya. We say that you're basically a potter. Because the Kohen has the burden of proof of proving that the guy owes it. But we said, why don't you say Sovid Arayas L'Chumra? Because that's what they generally say. Sovidura, Silchamra. It's a mitzvah, so say, a suffix, I should have to give it, misafik. But the thing is, if we're a real normal Maisa mitzvah, Nesina, then you're right, Sovidura, Silchamra. But since the mitzvah is that the Torah creates this chus mamon that you have to realize and act in line with, so since in the world of mamonis you say, Matzah of Raya, so that's the mitzvah. Whereas the mitzvah is beholden to the framework of Dina Mamonis. And Dina Mamonis, if I have a chus, a suffix of his chos, and then that's the resolution. The resolution is, and that's a mechal raya. So the mitzvah is to respect the din mama. And if the din mama is a suffix, so that's a mechal raya, so that's a potter. It could be the ordinary way the mitzvah is going to work is that the butcher is going to give it back to the guy and the guy is going to give it. It's just saying is a din in a tabach means the kohen could go to the tabach and could claim it. I don't know if it's saying this is the normal way. I mean, that's if he goes to the tabach. You know, but it doesn't have to be that way. I don't think the tabach can just on his own say, hey, I have rights. The tabach doesn't really have rights. It's just that the kohen has rights and the tabach can't hold back. You know? So the Torah is not going to say, call the tabachim have to give because it's not really the tabach's chiyuv. And that actually leads us to the next thing. Is it says, let's say, the Mishnah says, if you shecht for a Kohen, so you're potter. Okay? If you shecht, if you're a butcher, and you shecht for a Kohen, Kohen's animal, so then you're potter. Okay? So the premise is, so the Gemara says, so just say Kohen's potter. Kohen's potter from Matanos, because it's his animal. But it's saying is no, because the, since, as the Mishnah says, you see, apparently the Kohen, the Tabach, has something to do with it. Right, because apparently there's some sort of avmina that the tabach will be chayiv, even though he's shechting the animal of a kohen. Still, he's Yisrael who's shechting it. So if you looked at it as a chayiv on the tabach, so then you're right. You'd say, look, he's Yisrael, he's shechting, you should do it. But the saying is, no, it's not the chayiv. It's not pshat that the tabach is chayiv. It's not chayiv. The chayiv is a chayiv of the owner. The chayiv is a chayiv of the owner, and it's just that the tabach has to cough it up. He's the one who has it, and therefore he has to let the Kohen take it. But if the animal belongs to a Kohen, then there's no chiyuv in the first place. So if, right, if the animal belongs to the Tabach, if the animal belongs to a Kohen or a guy, there's no zchus mamon in the first place. So the fact that the Tabach is in Yisrael isn't going to generate a chiyuv. There's no chiyuv in the first place. That's what it's saying. Right? But since the you could take it from the tabach, you might envision it that it's like a chiyuv on the tabach. So the saying is, no, it's not pshat that it's a that butchers have to give their meat to a kohen. Whenever you're a butcher and you generate meat, you have to give it to a kohen. Then if the butcher's a Yisrael, then he'd be chayiv. But rather, it's a din is that the Yisrael's animal goes to the kohen. That the kohen is chus moment in the meat of an animal, Yisrael. But since the tabach brings the meat into existence, so therefore the kohen has the right to claim it from the tabach. But it doesn't matter whether the tabach happens to be a kohen or Yisrael. What matters is what the owner is. Because the owner is Yisrael, and he's chayiv. The owner is a kohen, then he's pater. Yeah. So now the issue, so now the gemara for today is like this. So it says, Dorash Rava. Okay, and again, we already did, we're going to review Rashi, because we did Rashi, but then we're going to work our way into Tosos. But Tosos and Rashi, I mean, Tosos is arguing on Rashi, so we're going to have to get into Rashi again also. So, Dorash Rav, it's the fifth line on Kuflam and Beis and Beis. Dorash Rav. Meis Am v'lo Meis HaKohanim. So the Pasuk says like this, V'zeya Mishpat HaKohanim. Okay, this is the Mishpat of the Kohanim. Meis Am from the Am. Meis Zovchei HaZavach. From the slaughterers. Right? And I'm sure I'm Sav, and also on the Kohen, it's Reuach Lain V'Keva, something like that. Okay, it's good. I've done it enough times. Okay. So Me'ez Ha'am, Me'ez Ha'am. So it says, what does it mean, Me'ez Ha'am? So he said, the Am means like the populace. The Am, not the Kohan. Okay, so the Am is the regular Am. There's Kli, so it's divided. There's the Am, and there's the Kohan. Maybe there'll be him. So Me'ez Ha'am, below Me'ez Ha'am. So Me'ez Ha'am excludes Kohan. So it means Kohan Ranachayv. Okay? So that's the first limit. Me'ez Ha'am, not Kohan. So the problem is, then it says that it's another thing. Me'esam, then it's me'es zovchei hazavach. So what's that telling you? So kishuomer me'es zovchei hazavach, aveyomer afilu tabach kohen b'mashma. So now it's telling you me'es zovchei hazavach, slaughterers. Zovchei hazavach means people who slaughter slaughterings. What does that mean? It means butchers, right? So it means it doesn't say zovchei hazavach ha'am or anything. It just says zovchei hazavach, unqualified. Two things: me'es ha'am, one. Meisav chayzavach, right too. So from slaughterers, so the saying is that in slaughterers it doesn't qualify whether they happen to be Kohanim or Israelim. So it says a slaughterer, a butcher, is chayiv matanos whether he's Israel or he's a Kohen. So when's a Kohen potter? A Kohen's only potter if he's slaughtering for himself. But if he's a butcher, then a Kohen, even a Kohen's chayiv. Okay, this is the way Rashi learns. Okay, that's the limit. saying it's two halachas. The first thing, Meis Ha'am, means that Kohanim are Pater, only Israel are Chayev. But then Meis Ha'zevach is a new halacha that still the butchers are Chayev, and that butchers, it doesn't qualify butcher Yisrael or Kohen. All butchers. So all butchers are Chayev, whether you're Kohen or Yisrael. So it means, it depends whether the Kohen is shechting it as a butcher or is shechting for himself. Shechting for himself, he's Pater, shechting it as a butcher for whatever to sell, then he's Chayev. Okay? So we have to explain that, right? What's the sense? We define this, but that has to be explained. It's not like, what's the unified system here? Are Kohanim chayev or they potter? What's it depends if he's a butcher. How do kind of halacha for a butcher, right? They usually have different halachas for different professions. Yeah. There's one. So that's basically. So that's the limud. So now it tells a story. Let me just think here. Tells a story. The Gemara tells a story. Why not? Might as well do a story. Right? Stories are good. Okay. So once upon a time, we did this joke last time, right? Okay, so. Yeah. It was funnier last time also. Okay.
There's more people here, so more people left.
All right. Yeah. So the story is there's Bezichlander of Tavla, Kohen Avi. So I forgot what it was, a sharecropper. Someone of Tavla was a Kohen. Rabbi Dachuk and Milsa, he was poor, very poor. Also looking at Rabbi Tavla, so he came to Rabbi Tavla, he said, what do I do? I'm very poor. So he was a Kohen. So he says, all you do is partner up with the butchers, with the Israel butchers. So why would they partner up with them? Because halacha is, if an animal is owned, and I want to get into this, but if an animal is owned by partners, by a Jew and by Yisrael and by a Kohen together, so it's pater, totally pater from Atamas. So the butchers are going to love this deal. You partner up with them, and now they're going to be pater from giving this Israel a keva, right? So they'll work. You work out an arrangement, but you can't get a job. This is a great job. All you have to do is be a partner, and right, everyone you'll get the butchers to join you, right? So he did it. He did it. So Chive Rav Nachman. Okay, so Rav Nachman was mechayev them to give the money anyways. Didn't work. So Amalei Rabbi Tavla Patrim, Rabbi Tavla said Pater. So Amalei Zil Apik, cough up the money, be Loma Fikna L'chol Rav Tavla Meonach. If not, I'll knock out Rav Tavla from your ears. In other words, I'll disprove all his proofs. He doesn't have, forget Rav Tavla. I don't care what Rav Tavla said. Right? So Ozo Rav Tavla came to Rav Nachman. So Rav Tavla went to Rav Nachman. You know, Amalei, my time of Marachi, what are you doing? Why did you do that? He says, Amalei, Dechiyas Aracha, Barchanina, Midroma, Amar Yeshua, Zikne Dorom. So this is a big thing that they all concurred that Kohen, Tabach, Shleim, Vashol, Shabbos, Potem, Antanos, Mikanei, Chalei, Antanos. So they all, this is a massive, everyone says that there's an halacha that for 2 or 3 weeks, if a Kohen is a butcher, 2 or 3 weeks he's Potter, after 2 or 3 weeks he's Chayev. Right? That's the deal. When you say a Kohen is a, if a Kohen, once a Kohen becomes a Tabach, right? Once a Kohen becomes a Tabach, then after 2 or 3 weeks, he's Pater. Right? Like he's Chayev. I'm sorry, he's Chayev. Right? Like this halacha. When you're a butcher, then you're Chayev. So Kohanim, after 2 or 3 weeks, are Chayev. So he says, at least give him 2 or 3 weeks. Why even Chayev him right away? Right? If you want to quote this halacha, then give him 2 or 3 weeks. That's if he doesn't have a storefront. Once he makes a storefront, he's chayev immediately. Because then it like shows that he's really kavua as a butcher. So 2-3 weeks, it's like that's when he becomes fixed as a butcher. So if he doesn't have a storefront, once he has a storefront, he's chayev right away. So the punchline is that a butcher, for Kohen, is when you say a Kohen's potter, he's only potter as long as he's not a butcher. Once he becomes a butcher, a kavua butcher, so then he's chayev. And that's from this limud, I guess, right? From this limud, according to Rashi, at least. From this limud. So he said, so again, the question is, what's the Manav Shachar, Kohanim Chayev, they Pater? So what's the deal of saying only Tabach? And even more strange, and this is the question Tosos asks on Rashi, which is, well, how do you get 2-3 weeks? I mean, if you tell me a Tabach is Pater, then it's Chayev, then it's Chayev. I mean, he's Tabach right away. I mean, who cares? It takes 2-3 weeks. It takes 2-3 weeks, he's a butcher. Right, he may not have a butcher shop, he may not have a storefront yet, but whatever, but he's a butcher. Such a thing as a butcher, which is a guy who's selling meat, shechting meat to sell. Right? That's what he's making his livelihood on. Well, it doesn't take 2-3 weeks to do it. Right? The guy becomes a doctor or whatever. He's a doctor the first day he starts. It doesn't take 2-3 weeks for him to become a doctor. I mean, he may not get that public or whatever. People may not know about it already, but whatever, he is right away. Right? Okay. Right, so these are the problems. So we did this. So I'll say what we said. Okay, so we said like this. Is that... Oh, we said like this, that there's two kinds of... So what's the Mechayev? The Mechayev of Matanos is the Shechita. Right, like what actually brings about the Chiyev of giving Matanos is the Shechita. And the proof for that is that if you have a guy who converts, right, Goyim aren't Chayev Matanos. If you shecht an animal and you're a guy, you're not Chayev Matanos. If you shecht a Jew, you are. So if you shecht it when you're... If your animal is shechted for you and it's not clear whether you're a goy or a Jew at the moment of the shlita, then that's a case of safek. Okay, so you see that the chiyuv emerges with shlita. Okay? Chiyuv emerges with shlita. And the sense is because that's when the basar comes about. That's when it becomes basar. Previously it's an animal. Tzurul chayme kevel is a certain type of meat. It's meat. Basar. The kohen is chosin basar. Basar emerges when the shlita. So the shlita is what brings about the basar, and that's what brings about the chiyuv. So like this. So the b'chayiv is the shlita. Now what we said is there's two kinds of shlitas. There's personal shlita and there's commercial shlita. Okay? Shlita itself lends itself to two types of shlita. There's a personal shlita in his home, right, for himself. It's part of eating, right? Shlita is how you eat, right? The woman of the house, she shechts, she does malicha, she does whatever. That's part of the house, part of eating. Part of eating is you slaughter your animal and you eat it. Right? That's one type of slaughtering. And then there's a commercial shechita, which is you have a shochet. There's an industry, it's part of a business. It's not part of eating. It's part of creating basar to sell on the market. It's a different type of a shechita. The shechita of a tabach. Two shechitas. So it's saying is me'ez ha'am, it's telling you that in the personal shechita, the mechayev is limited to the am, to Israelim, to the exclusion of Kohanim. Okay, when the am shechts their animals, so then they're chayev matanos. When Kohanim shecht their animals, they're pater. Whereas in the realm of personal shechita, the mechayev is limited to Yisrael and not to Kohanim. Okay. But in the realm of the commercial, but then there's a separate halacha. Me'esel chayazavach. From butchers, that the commercial shechita is mechis chayv in matanos. Commercial shechita itself is categorically all commercial shechitas are chayv matanos. There's no limitation. In other words, when you're dealing with a personal shechita and you're biased, well, which person? What kind of person are you? Are you a kohen person or a Israel person? When you're dealing with a butcher, it's not like there's no such thing as a kohen butcher. I mean, you're just a butcher. You happen to be a Kohen, you happen to be a Yisrael, but it's not like you're not acting qua Kohen or qua Yisrael. You're just like, oh, a butcher. So there's an industry. You're not acting as an individual. You're a businessman. So it's saying is that the Zovchei HaZavach, there's like a tax. There's like an individual tax. It's like a tax. I mean, you can think of it as a tax, right? There's a tax on Basar. There's a tax, there's an individual tax, and then there's a tax on businesses. Right? Like in taxes, there's two frameworks. There's a tax on individuals. What kind of individual are you? Are you single? Are you married? Are you a Kohen? Are you Yisrael? There's, right? So it's only in Yisrael. On personal tax is only on Yisrael. But then there's a tax of a business. So when you file like a tax return for a business, they don't ask you if you're single, if you're married. It has nothing to do with it. It's not part of who you is. It's not a personal tax. It's a business. So the business is a chayiv, and businesses are chayiv in matanos. Your business is a chayiv in matanos. It has nothing to do with the din Kohen. Is not related. Is not relevant to the business, and therefore it's a saying. So the tax of the basar to kohanim sets itself up on two levels: on the personal level, in which it's restricted to meis ha'am, and then on the business level, where it's meis ochezavach, it's categorically on all butcher shops, on all tabachim. Okay, so far so good. Yeah. Okay. So now, so what's this 2-3 weeks thing? So what's the 2-3 weeks thing? I mean, you butcher right away. That question, right? So we said is that it's not pshat. Yeah, we said it's not pshat that the gavra, right? Really, the gavra is a shochet right away. I mean, if you're a shochet, you're a shochet. But we said is that it's the kind of shechita. This is the, what the type of shechita is it? Is it a personal shechita or is it a commercial shechita? So the shechita itself, it has to be like objective. What defines the shechita as being a different kind of a shechita? So, for instance, there's a shechita in a business, in a store, in a butcher shop. That's a different shechita. If a regular guy is doing a shechita in his house and he plans to sell it, so that's just in his head. I mean, he may be a different guy, but what renders it a different shechita? Because the mechayev is the shechita. So saying there's a shechita, there's an individual shechita, and there's a butcher shechita, there's a commercial shechita. So what makes the shechita, for it to be identified as having a different quality of a shechita, so it has to be objectively distinguished from an ordinary shechita. So what it's saying is just because a guy sells meat doesn't mean it's a commercial shechita. Like, for instance, a guy may have a lot of meat one day. Right? He has an animal. It's a very big animal. And he has extra, so he'll sell it. Doesn't mean that's a butcher. It's not a commercial thing. It just has extra meat. So the thing is, but once a guy is kavua, once he's a kvias, he does it for a few weeks, so now the nature of his shrit doesn't now become differentiated. It's nicker. Now he's involved in the business. So now it's a shrit of commerce. Or if he has a storefront, the shechita objectively in a storefront is a different shechita. But the saying is, it's not a din like intrinsically. It's if we're a din in the gavra of the shochet, if he's a gavra of a tabach, then he's tabach. Then the gavra is the gavra. He knows what he is. So what is he? What is he? Is he a shochet? Is he a guy? Is he an individual or is he a shochet? But since it's a din in the shechita, so for the shechita to be differentiated, it has to be an objective criteria. So the saying is there comes a point where it becomes identified as a different shechita. So it's 2-3 weeks. It's not an exact line. But the point is that it has to be where the quality of the shechita is identified as a commercial shechita as opposed to a private shechita.
Follows very well.
In the world, what type of a shechita is this? It doesn't go by what you have in your head. What you have in your head is in terms of when you take a lulav or whatever, the mitzvah like that. Here, this goes by what type of a shechita is it, objectively. So it has to go on the board, objectively. What is it? So it only becomes, it only, when a guy shachts it, I guess the default is it's just a shechita of an individual. You're a person and you're shachting it. So you have to, has to rise to the level of a commercial shechita, which means it exists in the context of a business. That's what, so what makes it a business? So the business has to be that there's some sort of a kvias to it, either in a storefront or in a, either like a qualitatively, I guess a storefront makes it a business, or the quantity of doing it. The repetition already makes it also into a business. There's two things, right? I think we said this. Right? Two things can make it into commerce. It's part of a business. The storefront itself, because that's a qualitative thing that only store businesses have, or the quantity. A certain quantity makes it that this is now no longer a private thing. An individual doesn't do it. You may one day have extra meat or whatever, but there comes a point where it's more than just an exceptional thing. It could be, look, there comes a, you know, certain herd, you have a lot of meat one week, one whatever, but 2-3 weeks already, it comes to the point where it's now objectively shechita of a business. Right? It's interesting, it's not a fixed line. I guess it would have to vary, I don't know, you have to determine, you know. Okay, so now we're ready to go further. So top Tosis, kufan beis on beis. So Tosis learns this sugya differently. I mean, it's all well and good, but let's see, Tosis does not answer. Okay. So it says like this. Kishu Omer Me'is Zofe HaZevach. Right? So the first limud is, it says Me'is, I'm sorry, the first limud is Me'is Am, which means the Am, Hikur Yisraelim. Then it says Me'is Zofe HaZevach. So it says, Me'is Zofe HaZevach Me'ari V'tabach. That's talking about a butcher. V'lo Koya Am. It's not going on the Am. Separate the Nima'e Tabach Kohen. Right? Because if it was going on the Am, then you'd say, like the Am, the Zovchei Zevach, if the Tabach, if the Zovchei Zevach was together with Am, then you'd say it's excluding Kohen. Right? It doesn't say Me'es Ha'am Zovchei Zevach. It doesn't say from the Am, who are butchers. Then you'd say Am and butchers are together, and then it's only butchers who are Yisraelim. Right? It doesn't do that. So there's an extra me'es. This is me'es am from the am, Me'ezov chayzavach. So it splits it up with an extra me'ez there. It would have said in one phrase, then it would have been from Yisrael butchers. It says from Yisraelim, from butchers. So butchers is distinct. So hifsek ha'inyan, so it separates it. Kol shivut avach kalmar. So it means any butcher. Afilu kohen. Right? So far this is like we're learning. Even a kohen. Now here it goes. V'chowil v'shachet behemas Yisrael. Right? Since he's shechting the animal of Yisrael. Okay, so it's saying the butcher, Kohen butchers are chayev. Why is he chayev? Because he's shechting the Yisrael's animal. Avalim ha'isa shalo. But if he's shechting his own animal, a Kohen butcher shechting his own animal, afilu limkar, even if he's shechting it in order to sell, rachmana patrei. Torah Batasim. This is different from Rashi. So if he's a butcher and he has a business, right, where he basically raises sheep, whatever, and he shechts them and sells them, so it's his meat, he's shechting his animal and selling it, he's potter. Right? The Torah says, Meisav, butchers are chayev. So what does it mean? It means when he's shechting a Yisrael's meat, he's chayev. Right? He's chayev when he's shechting Yisrael's meat, not if he's shechting his own meat. Right? So we'll get to that later. But he agrees with Rashi and the Rabbanon, they said you're chayev even if it's your own meat. Okay? Even if it's your own meat. But that's the Rabbanon. So let's leave the Rabbanon for a second. So he's saying, so what's the Deoraisa? The inclusion, he's saying, is that a Deoraisa, if a Kohen shechts his own meat, even if he's a butcher and a business and all that, he's potter. Because Kohan or potter. So, what about the reboy that includes Kohen Tabach, Kohen Butcher? That means if he's shechting the meat of Yisrael. It means if he's shechting the meat of Yisrael, so then he's chayav. Right? That's what it's teaching you. So, what do you think about that? Okay, so it's true. It seems like without a limud, seems of Tosos that you'd say that if the Kohen Tabach shechts the meat of Yisrael, he'd be potter. That's strange. Isn't that Pasha? Right? I mean, it's the meat of Yisrael. Because that's what he's learning is the whole Chiddush. Right? Apparently, without the Chiddush, which just said Meisam, Zov Chezavach, whatever, right? So you would have said that if a Kohen butcher shechts the meat of Yisrael, he'd be potter. Right? Kamash Malon, no, Me'isov Chezavach, it's Sivsika, and he's telling you, no, butchers are chayiv. So it means if the Kohen's a butcher, he's chayiv if he's shechting the meat of Yisrael. So there's a Havin Maskana here, which Rashi kind of bypassed, right? And according to Rashi, that was like Pashat, I guess, right? It wasn't even a question. It was the Torah, according to Rashi, the Kohen Tabach is chayiv was assuming he's shechting his own meat. If he's shechting his shoal's meat, of course he's chayiv. Right? But Tosas learned, no, he shechts his own meat. Shechts his own meat, he's butter, because it's his meat. He's a Kohen, and Kohen are butter. When he's Mechayev, it's talking about if he's shechting his shoal's meat. So I guess we should define that. What's the Havin Maskana within Tosvos? If a Kohen shechts the meat of Yisrael, do you say that he's potter? Because he's a Kohen. Which is what you would have said if it said Me'ez Ha'am Zoche Zavach. Kamash Mo'a, no. Since it's Me'ez Ha'am Me'ez Zoche Zavach, that he's Chayef. That he's Chayef. Okay, so I think it's simple. So we're saying it's like this, is that, and it's good in terms of the taxes, I think you understand it, is that if it would have said Me'ez Ha'am Zoche Zavach, right? So you would have said, it means from Israeli slaughterers. So it means when a slaughterer, it would be, you look at it as the role of the tabach is primary. The slaughterer, the halacha is when you slaughter meat, slaughterers, it's a tax on slaughterers, slaughterings, whatever. Slaughter meat, give to the Kohen a part of it. Right? It's like businesses. When a business gen does whatever, certain businesses have taxes built into them. Is when they generate whatever, certain goods, they have to give a certain amount to them. I don't care whose goods, whatever it is, it doesn't matter. It's part of the Part of being a slaughterer is that you take part of three of your items which come back from every shlita and you give it to the hooker, right? It's not yours, whatever. Anyone gives you meat to slaughter, that's part of the deal. That's what slaughterers do. Slaughterers take part of the thing, they throw some stuff into the garbage, some stuff into the coin bin, some stuff, whatever. That's just the way it works. So that's what you learn it. It's a din, is that it's a tax on the slaughterers. But which types of slaughterers? Ha'am. Israeli slaughterers. Me'is ha'am zav chayzavach. That's what you would have learned. If there was no two me'is, it would have said me'is ha'am zav chayzavach. I mean, this is a mishpat kohanim from Israeli slaughterers. So if the tabach is a kohen, right? If he's a kohen slaughterer, then it's bata. I don't care if he's shechting the animal of Israel. Who really cares whose animal it is? The point is, it's a tax on the slaughtering industry or whatever, on slaughterers. I mean, if you're a personal slaughter, if you're selling for yourself, then you're your own slaughterer or whatever. But it would mean, it's like, it would be, so to speak, like part of the Maisa Shlita. This is how you do Shlita. What do? You shech the animal, you take the kohen, the zrochon, and give it to the kohen, you cut out the fat, you cut out the geranasha. I mean, it would just be another step. Slaughterers is part of the Hilchot Shlita. That's the way you do Shlita. Shlita, part of Shlita is that the Torah set up a tax built into Shlita, is that you give the part of the meat to the kohen. That's the way you would have learned. So therefore, I would have said that if the kohen, if the slaughterer is a kohen, then no, there's no tax. That would be the limud. That if the slaughterer is a kohen, I don't care whose meat it is. The point is, it doesn't matter who's the slaughterer. So the Israel would be fortunate. Everyone would go to the kohen butchers. I guess then it'd be bother. That it would be a din of the Israel slaughterers. And I think, Matt, like you said, also it's true, is that if you Yisrael slaughtered meat of a kohen or of a guy, then probably also. Because it would be a chiyuv on Yisrael slaughterers that when you slaughter meat, this is, look, if you don't want to give your meat to this guy to slaughter it, then you don't have to. But if this is the way Yisrael slaughterers have to run their business. So when they slaughter meat, they have to give three parts of it to the kohen. Right? I don't care. Right? But the Mishnah is not telling you that, because the Mishnah is not going like that. So rather, what's the lima teaching you? Me'is ha'am, me'is al-chezevach, two separate things. It's not a chiv on slaughterers. It's really a chiv on the am. So you speak on me'is ha'am. It's on meat owners. It's not the slaughterers, meat owners. That there's a tax on meat owners. Which means is that when you have meat, when the am has meat, Yisraelim have meat, they have to give basar, they have to give certain parts of the colony. It's a tax on the meat of Yisrael, of the am. What's Zavchei Zavach? The Zavchei Zavach, Meis Zavchei Zavach, is showing you this teaching of this halacha of Adin HaTavach, which means is that the Kohen has a right to collect from the Tavach, that it's a chiyuv on the meat of Yisrael, but it's facilitated by the Tavach. Since the Tavach brings the meat into existence, so the Tavach could give over the meat to the Kohen, and the Kohen has a right to get it directly from the Tavach. He doesn't have to get it to go back to the Yisrael. Because the chiv can be facilitated by the kohen, because it's just the din mamon, and therefore the kohen, by the tabach, because the din mamon, and the tabach is the one who realizes the basar brings it into existence. So since it's a din, as that's just saying, is me'is ha'am, me'is ochezavach. So the ochezavach are the ones who realize the din, it's not an intrinsic chiv on the tabach. The tabach is just the one who facilitates the chiv of the Yisrael. And therefore, if the tabach is a kohen, it doesn't make any difference. Because who cares if the kohen's a tabach? The tabach's a kohen. Because the tabach's role is just to facilitate the shechita and chiv of the Yisrael. So the Yisrael is chayev, his meat is chayev. The fact that the slaughterer and the one who facilitates it happens to be, a kohen doesn't make any difference. If the kohen comes to the slaughterer and says, hey, give me the meat, give me the Israel kohen, what's the slaughterer going to say? Hey, I'm a kohen. He'll say, I don't care what you are, it's not your meat. It's not a tax on you, you're just the one who happens to be. You're not acting as yourself, you're acting as the one who has the meat of the Israel, and sleeve on the Israel. Right? So that's what Ve'ezavach teaches you. So just in a nutshell, it seems to be this is the primary question according to Tosfos. Right? Is the Chiv, it's like, I guess what Rashi learns, somehow according to Rashi this is Pashav, and this is already a given, this is the Mishnah, I don't know what the anime knows it, and the Limud is teaching you a whole new thing. But according to Tosfos, this is the teaching. The chiv is the chiv on the tabach. Is it essentially a chiv on the tabach, on butchers, a tax on butchers, on slaughterers? Or is it a tax on meat owners? Right? And the butchers are just the one who realize it, who facilitate it. One more point is that, so according to Tosfos, if a kohen is shechting his own meat, right? He's a butcher. He's a butcher for himself. And he shucks meat and sells it to everybody else. So since there's a tax on the meat owners, and he's the meat owner, so he's potter. Because it's Mesam. He's not Tam, so he's potter. So why should he be Chayev? Because he's a butcher. Who cares he's a butcher? So saying that a Kohen butcher is Chayev, it just means that it's not a chiv on the butcher per se, it's a chiv on the meat owner. So if he's a butcher for Yisrael, he's not potter, he's chayiv, because Yisrael, the meat owner, is chayiv. But if the Kohen is the meat owner, then he's potter. Who cares what the butcher is? Who cares? There's not any difference. The point is the meat of a Kohen is potter. Right? And to Rashi, what he's saying is that there's a tax, it's a twofold tax. It's a tax on meat owners, and it's also a tax on butcher shops. Right? And therefore, if the butcher shop happens to be a butcher shop of a Kohen, who really cares? The point is, he's not acting towards Kohen. It's butcher shops, right? According to Tosus, he doesn't buy this dual cannot tax. It's a tax on meat owners. Yisrael meat owners. And let's say the Kohen meat owner, Kohen meat owner is butter. Now, let's say the Kohen meat owner happens to be using it in a butcher shop. Well, I don't care what he's using it for. It doesn't make any difference. Rashi's positing. Rashi's learning Meis Ha'am, Meis Ochei Zavach is that the Torah is setting up a dual system. Meis Ha'am, Meis Ochei Zavach. Two faceted attacks. Right? Tosus doesn't buy that. Tosus learning Meis Ha'am, Ochei Zavach is not two faceted attacks. It's the very system itself is a two pronged system, where the Gavra of Chiyuv is the Yisrael, the meat owner, whereas the Gavra who facilitates it is the Zochei Zavach. It's not two. Two facets to the same chiyuv according to Tosos. According to Rashi, it's two prong, two instances of the annulling tax. Right? Tosos doesn't hold by that idea. Tosos doesn't hold set it up that way. I mean, that's Rashi's chiddush. I mean, you'll see why Tosos doesn't like Rashi's thing. But I don't know. I mean, they're learning totally differently. But you'll see. Tosos has a problem with Rashi. Because you see from our Gemara, it seems like to prove Rashi is saying it's true. Because that story, right? The story was he was a Kohen and he was a butcher, and they said, Machayavim. Right? It was not what happened. Right? I mean, the guy was a Kohen, he's a butcher. And they said, oh, 2-3 weeks, you're Chayav. So you see a Kohen, even though it's his meat, right? He's his partner or whatever, he's still Yumi Chayav. So that's what Rashi seems to be learning like the Gemara. Tosus is going to have to explain what I mean. Tosus' claim is the Kohen is potter no matter what. So what about the Gemara? So that's what Tosus is going to say. Oh, that's a Darabana. That's a Darabana. Right? But I mean, Rashi just learned smooth straight in the Gemara. The Gemara supports it. This is a two-pronged system. Yeah, okay. So maybe we'll leave to tomorrow the rest of Tosus. But that's Tosus learns is the Rabbanon. So I think what we have to do is like this. You'll see, Tosus holds is the Rabbanon that if Kohen becomes a butcher, he's Chayev. So we have to understand what his the Rabbanon is. We define the Rabbanon. And you'll see, he doesn't like in Rashi this 2-3 weeks thing. He doesn't buy it. He learns, if it's a Deraisa, 2-3 weeks is okay, can't be. It doesn't say 2-3 weeks anywhere in Torah. He doesn't like it. But the question is, but apparently he thinks it's easier to understand than his framework. Apparently he thinks it's halacha 2-3 weeks. It makes sense in the Rabbanon, doesn't make sense in the Raisa, something like that. So it should be interesting. Those types of things are always interesting. So so I guess that's what we should do for tomorrow. Try to finish off the Tosos. Okay? And after we do that, I'd like to do that halacha of the Shutfas. The halacha that Shutfim... So that's a Tosfos. It's a previous mission on Kavan Beis and Aleph, but it's a Tosfos of Sarach Lershon. Okay, it's based on that Mishnah. It's in the Mishnah there on the bottom there. Okay, and then we'll go back to where we are. Okay, we're kind of jumping around here. We're really located on Kavan Beis and Aleph on the bottom.